a nice meadow up high on a hill here. And sometimes when things are right, when the wildflowers are out in the field and the bees are humming, it's almost a little piece of paradise that is not mine, but completely mine to enjoy. So I'm just about to open up this hive. This one yesterday I found queen cells in, so I split it. So they're already trying to make a new queen. They were getting a little crowded. Just splitting it into two boxes sort of reduced the chances of them swarming, and now that I go through I will be able to show you what queen cells look like. We'll start working in it and I'll show you I'll explain what I'm doing as I go. A puff of smoke just calms them down, lets them know that they're going to be in here working. Beekeeping, if you're doing it all, it's a mix of carpentry, woodworking skills, working with nature, insects, natural processes, and just being outdoors. And so, beekeeping almost seemed to combine all of the things that I was interested in. And the nice thing about beekeeping too is that it's a cyclical thing, so you do get a change. Just each season brings a different series of things that you need to go through, and you do get a break from what you had done in the previous season. And it's not just about honey or beekeepers, it's about sustaining the environment that you're actually choosing to live in. If I find I can't make a living as a beekeeper, I'll end up doing something else, but there's a tremendous amount of work that these honeybees have been doing out the land base, and people who lived in it were getting it. We've all taken it for granted, and it actually will not only be necessary, but I think it just becomes logical to consider how you can make some small changes to support a sustainable environment. It sounds like something you hear all the time, but it really is. It is important, and I think to a certain degree, our solution comes down to economic choices, where you have to accept the fact that you have to pay the real price of things, not just the price that you can get. That's the least amount of dollars. Yeah, I'm content to be a beekeeper. I know I was meant to be. I hope I always can be. What the public can do is simply support me by understanding that the environment that they're creating around is one that has to be hospitable to honeybees. And I think if you've got an environment that's hospitable to honeybees, then you may find you've got an environment that's hospitable to almost every other creature on the planet. If we said it's important that every creature eats, because if every creature can eat, so will we. And so it's a much bigger issue than just whether I'm going to make a living as a beekeeper, or whether there's going to be local honey on the store shelf, or whether some pumpkin farmer is not going to get a good pumpkin crop next year. It's about whether every creature can live and eat in this planet on a sustainable basis.